NBA playoffs will roll on tonight with a couple of games, and we want to get some insight into the playoffs right now. We're joined by Jason Path, the managing editor of today's Fast Break, also writes for SB Nation as well. Jason, welcome back to Downtown.
Thanks for having me out again.
Hey, let's talk about what's going on with your Chicago Bulls, a nice start to their series, and you wrote about the pretty deadly work done by Pau Gasol in Game 1.
Yeah, the Bulls got off to a great start. They were moving the ball well. Dunleavy was hitting some threes. And then things kind of bogged down a bit. Second quarter, the Cavs made their comeback, so everyone figured what happened. In the third quarter, after the game was tied, Pau just went off. The Cavs just kept giving him open jumper after open jumper. D. Rose and Pau were running the pick and roll, pick and pop, just perfection. Pau was taking advantage of what the Cavs were giving him, knocking down those open shots. He had 21 points in the game. There was a stat, he had something like 8 of 8 or 8 of 9 open jumpers in the game. And, I mean, the Cavs are going to keep giving him those open jumpers, which I'm assuming they'll try to make some adjustments to avoid that. But Powell's been a great mid-range shooter all his career. So it was kind of crazy to see the Cavs giving him that much space on those jumpers. That's just shooting fish in a barrel when he's got all that space just to knock down those shots.
Well, Bulls already a very good team, and then you take Kevin Love out of the picture. Does this whole thing spell trouble for the Cavs?
Very well it could. Before the series started, I still was leaning towards the Cavs in some games. They do have the home court advantage. They do still have LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. But we did see yesterday some of the problems that they do have, especially without Love. I mean, Love wouldn't really help their defense that much, but their defense was all right over the course of the year. It got better as the season went on after they made those trades. But their offense was just so good with Love and with J.R. Smith as well, who's still out with that suspension, that their offense was elite enough to make up for their sometimes average so-so defense. And yesterday, we just did not see their offense play at a high level. LeBron did not play well. He missed a bunch of shots. He turned the ball over 6 times. Jimmy Butler did a great job on him. And then some of those other guys who got minutes in Love's place, your Mike Millers, your James Jones, they missed the few open shots that they got. And that just shows you how much they missed Love. Instead of a guy like Kevin Love taking open threes, you have those older, I don't want to say washed up, but pretty close to washed up guys taking those threes, and it's just obviously a huge downgrade.
Yeah, their Eastern series, Atlanta sure not playing like a number one seed in their series with Brooklyn. Lost the first one to Washington. Could we see Atlanta go down here in round two of the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, the way the Wizards are playing, they look like a completely different team from the last second half of the year. The Wizards look like a team just down in the dumps, ready to just pack it in the playoffs. Randy Whitman was getting a bunch of criticism for just their bad offense and not the best lineups. But then against the Raptors, they looked a lot better. They started shooting threes. Paul Pierce started playing some power forward, and they looked a lot better. The Hawks have definitely just been a bit up and down. They've shown that sometimes, especially at the start of games, they've looked like the Atlanta Hawks that won 60 games. They move the ball well. They're hitting jumpers. But then as some of these games have gone along, and we saw this in Game 1, the offense bogs down when it gets tight. Some of those open shots just aren't going in. The Hawks shot a ridiculously poor percentage in Game 1 on uncontested shots when you look at the sport view tracking at NBA.com. And you wonder if that was one of the things people were worried about with the Hawks, because they don't have that quote-unquote star player you can just get the ball to if you really need a basket. They rely on just teamwork and ball movement. And if the Wizards keep playing like they are right now and the Hawks can't hit some more of those open shots, we could see that upset.
We're talking with Jason Path, managing editor of today's Fast Break. Let's go out west. A great opening round series with the Clippers and the Spurs, but did that maybe take a toll on L.A.? Will they have some struggles here up against Houston?
Well, you would have thought that, and it kind of looked like it at the start of yesterday's game, especially without Chris Paul, but then they really turned it on in the second half. That was like the exact opposite of what you would have figured would have happened. Because the Rockets went up by like 13 points in the first half, but then they let them hang around with bad turnovers. And the Clippers, you thought they'd be a little more fatigued in the second half last night after they played that hard-fought series at the Game 7 on Saturday. But the Clippers were the ones looking fresh in the second half. They scored 71 points. They outscored the Rockets by like 20. They were hitting three-pointers like crazy. So to steal that game on the road in Game 1, and especially without Chris Paul, huge for the Clippers, and obviously that does not bode very well at all for the Rockets. And that makes Game 2 almost a must-win. Chris Paul's status is still, I believe, up in the air for Game 2. But if the Rockets or the Clippers somehow win that game and they're up 2-0 going back to L.A. and then they get Chris Paul coming back, I don't see any way they blow that series.
Speaking of game twos, tonight Golden State and Memphis. Are the Warriors, if not the best team in the NBA, the best in the West right now?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely best in the West, and I don't see how there's any question they're the best team in the NBA right now. As good as, like, the Western Conference playoffs, like, there was so much hype with how good the conference was all year. But now it almost looks like, especially with Mike Conley still hurting, the Grizzlies aren't at full strength. It looks like the Warriors will probably run roughshod over them. And then you look at the next round, the Clippers are obviously very good. That'll be a good series, but I feel like the Warriors will be able to handle them as well. And if it's the Rockets as well, I don't think they'd beat the Warriors either. So now we're looking at almost the Warriors just running through the West with ease. And then if you look at the East, the Cavs are shorthanded. The Bulls are looking better, but I don't know if they can match up with the Warriors. And then the Wizards and Hawks, they have their own flaws as well. So, I mean, I think you're looking at right now, if the Warriors do not win the title, I think it'd be a big surprise.
Outside of that Clippers-Spurs game, most of the first-round series were pretty one-sided, not tremendously exciting. Do you see any potential here in the second round for a good, competitive 6-7-game series?
I mean, I think Bulls-Cavs should go deep, even though the Bulls stole this game one. I think the Cavs will come out and play better in game two, especially LeBron. I think they'll grab that game two. I mean, I think the Hawks should win game two. So I think both these series should be very good. I think they should both go at least probably six games, maybe even seven. Even Clippers-Rockets, I think depending on what happens in game two there, if the Rockets come back and get game two and have a split going to L.A., that could possibly go deep. I think Warriors-Grizzlies will be over in probably four or five games. Maybe six if Conley can come back, and that's still up in the air. But the Warriors just look too good right now. But I think at least two of the series in the East should be pretty good, and then maybe Rockets-Clippers could be competitive as well, as long as the Rockets rebound from the bad game last night.
So was Steph Curry a great choice as MVP?
Absolutely. I mean, there were so many good options this year. You look at Steph, you look at James Harden, who came in second. I think either of those guys had great claims, and either of them would have won. I don't think that you would get no argument from me. And then you look at some of those other guys, LeBron, Anthony Davis, Westbrook, Chris Paul. I mean, that was your top six, and you could make a legitimate case at some points for either any of those guys to win, because they were all so good this year. I mean, Steph, he had a great season on a team that won 67 games. He had the best plus-minus in the league. The team was just, he just led a dominant team, and I think it was definitely a great pick for him to win.
Jason Papp, managing editor of today's Fast Break. Jason, great talking basketball with you. Enjoy the second round of the playoffs, and we'll catch up with you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
17 minutes after 4 o'clock. It's downtown.